Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Accelerate Your Business Growth with your host, Diane Helbig. Diane is a leading small business development and leadership coach, author, and speaker who is passionate about sharing valuable ideas, tips, and techniques with business professionals worldwide. Diane brings you the world's experts and gurus in all things business, whether it's sales, structure, social media, planning, or plateauing, guests bring their expertise and energy to each episode. When growing your business is your focus, Accelerate Your Business Growth is the show to listen to. Got a topic or guest suggestion? Let Diane know. The goal is to make sure you have the information you need to move your business forward. Thanks for joining us. Settle in and enjoy.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. Today's podcast is sponsored by Audible.com. As many of you know, Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. And while you may know them for audiobooks, there is a whole lot more that they offer. So we're giving you a free trial. You can go to audibletrial.com/businessgrowth, explore, check it out, find the things that resonate with you. I think you're going to be really pleasantly surprised. Over the years, Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast has gained recognition as a great resource for small business owners, sales professionals, business leaders. We have found ourselves on an awful lot of lists of the best business podcasts to listen to, including on Forbes.com and Inc.com, which is fabulous, and I'm tremendously honored for that. And I also am fully aware that that is due to the great guests who I have had the honor of speaking with over the years. These are folks who have expertise in particular areas of business, and they join me to have a conversation where they share that expertise with all of you. Today is no different. My guest today is Danielle Hayden. Danielle is a reformed corporate CFO who is on a mission to help rule-breaking female entrepreneurs understand their numbers so they can gain the confidence needed to create sustainable profits. After spending over 10 years in the boardroom as a corporate financial officer, Danielle is now in her sweet spot as the co-owner of Kickstart Accounting, where she helps business owners with bookkeeping, financial analysis, and education, and as the author of the Profit Planner book series. When Danielle isn't crunching numbers on her client's behalf or crafting the next iteration of the Profit Planner, you can find her hanging with her two kids as she inspires them to live their fullest lives or do anything and almost every fitness-related activity ranging from Spartan races to Pilates. This is one motivated woman, and I am thrilled to have her spending some time with me today. Thanks so much for joining me, Danielle.
Oh, thank you so much for having me here. I'm really excited to talk to you and your audience.
Well, I'm excited about it too. We're going to be talking about, you know, like investing in your business and really understanding what's going on in it. And I would like to start by asking you if you would share with the listeners what you say are the only three numbers business owners need to track in their first year of business.
Yes, your first year of business is really important. We have a tendency as entrepreneurs to get very hyper-focused on our revenue. And that becomes our only goal, is getting cash and revenue in the door. And so for anybody who's in their first year of business, I want you to think past just getting revenue in the door. And I want you to start thinking about what is your profit per product or service. So what you're selling your product or service for, minus any cost of goods sold or your time to service that client. And what is the profit? So the first number is what is the profit that you are bringing in per product or per service? The next number is what are your three biggest expenses and do you actually need them in your business to support your goals? So know where you're spending your money. And the third one is your total net profit of your business or your total loss of your business every single month. And here's why that's really important. If you are taking a loss, then that means you are not going to have to pay taxes at the end of the year. And we also need to start making some changes to fix that, right? What do we need to change? Where, you know, let's go back to those operating expenses we were just talking about. Do we need to continue to spend that money? And if we're creating a profit, that's great, but are we investing enough in our business to continue that growth that we are trying to achieve?
Oh my gosh. This is like music to my ears.
Yeah.
Because so many business owners focus on revenue, and you are so right. It is not about revenue. It's about profit. Because if you are getting in revenue at a loss, or, you know, at a break even, you can't sustain that. Right. So, you know, and people chase revenue because they think they have to have dollars coming in the door. And I think they end up, like what I call it, is chasing bad money. They end up with bad clients that don't really support their growth over time. So.
Yeah. Or you forget that your time is valuable. We see so many entrepreneurs who we've worked with in the past that they forget that although I might buy this product, but now I have to do three or four steps to this product. And I'll ask our clients, I'll say, well, how long is that taking you? Oh, just a few hours. I said, okay, but your profit, you know, if you're only making $20 per product that you're selling, how much are you paying yourself for those 4 hours? You know, so you really need to be conscientious about how much time of yours you are not working for your business for free. You need to remember to mark up your own time as well. I know that's a really hard mindset thing to overcome, especially that first year.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely, but if you do it in your first year, then life gets a lot easier. And I also like this really thinking about your fixed expenses, you know, what you're spending money on. Over the years, I've encountered small business owners who have thought they had to have a brick and mortar. Or they had to have, I actually had somebody say to me once, okay, I have to have an office because with a receptionist, it's like, okay, why? Are you going to be meeting people there? No. Okay. So you're going to make a substantial investment in your business before you have any money coming in the door because what? And it was because for him, he thought it made him look legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
But Speed. Yeah, but okay, no one's coming in. So how do they even know? Like that's like in your head. It's not...
Yeah,
anywhere else.
It's an old, I'm going to say old school way of thinking. And I encourage anyone who's feeling that way, you break the mold. We've very purposefully, when we started Kickstart, we wanted to break the accounting industry, right? So think about how many accountants that you know that have an office and a fancy office and the receptionist, and then they send you the fancy paperwork with all these paper clips. We're not going to have any of that, right? We're going to do this all online. We're fully virtual. We're going to send you everything in an efficient way. And you can really open up, efficiencies. You can open up your talent pool because then you can hire people around the world or around the United States, depending on where you are. And so it could be really impactful. And then the money to your bottom line, I mean, it directly can come to you as an owner.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. This is a good time for people to be thinking about this kind of stuff too, because we're recording this during the COVID pandemic, where everyone had to leave their workplaces. So it's an interesting time to reevaluate.
Yeah, we watched so many of our clients who got the opportunity to really think outside of the box. We had a client who, she was in LA, and for years I had wanted to sign my son up for her services. And she said, no, Danielle, it just doesn't work online. So as soon as this all hit, about 2 weeks later, I said, hey, does this work online now? And she said, better than it does in person. When do you want to sign up?
You know? Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So, you know, she had the opportunity to see that it was just a mind shift that she made. And now she has the opportunity to make a difference in so many more lives. We've had a lot of clients who have local businesses and brick and mortar that they really had to pivot quickly online. And it was fun to see for Mother's Day how quickly people were able to get, you know, their e-commerce sites up and running, or pick it up at the door. So I don't think that we should let this opportunity of COVID pass us. Let's keep on thinking about how do we break our mindset, right?
Yeah.
Fixed mindsets on these things and really explore whether opportunities we have.
Because that really is all it is. It's just, you know, what we've got going on in our head.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. And the last thing I'll say about expenses, you know, the other thing is think about how your expenses are supporting your goals. You know, sometimes in your first year of business, or any year of your business, honestly, you might have a year where your goal is to really invest in your business. We had a client last year who her goal was to really increase her visibility. And it was in order to start offering additional services. She wanted to run a mastermind. She wanted to have a local networking group. And so she knew that it was going to cost her more money. So she was running Facebook advertising ads. She was attending conferences. She was doing some training that she needed in order to be prepared for this growth. And it was great to see, although she had the operating expenses, that we really, we were able to see the trickle into her revenue. You know, within 3, 5, 6 months, you were able to see that turn into revenue and for her business. And so she was spending money intentionally. As we went into 2020, she said, all right, Danielle, my goals have shifted. I want to pay down personal debt. I want to go on a vacation. I want to take home more money for me personally. I need to shift my spending again this year. And so now this year, when she starts to spend more money, we say, all right, does this support your goals? And we remind her of that. So just remember, as you're spending money, you know, you don't have to be scared of those operating expenses. You don't always have to cut them. You just need to acknowledge and evaluate, analyze, are they supporting where you are trying to go in your business?
Boy, that's a great point. And what a great example. That's a great example of investing in your business.
Yeah.
So how does a business owner evaluate if an investment is supporting their business or is still supporting their business? Like, you know, if they start something at a particular time, you know, how do they monitor that?
Yeah. So
steps they go through.
I have a great example for a client we worked with last year. So the best way for you to monitor your investments is to regularly look at your financials. I strongly believe in having a weekly dashboard that you look at, that you can monitor all the key metrics of your business. And then every month, I encourage you, everybody, to sit down and look at your financial statements. When you're doing this, you're able to look at the trends of your business. I always say your Financiers are trying to tell you a story. It's your job as the business owner to read the story. You need to read the story and figure out what's working and what's not working in your business, and then use that to make changes. We had a client last year who she wanted to take on a new service line. But when she took on this new service line, she had to hire several contractors to help her provide this service. The revenue was there. She was actually bringing in tons of clients, and it was amazing to see her revenue double and triple month over month. But as we were sending her that weekly dashboard and the monthly financials, what we saw was that the contractors, when they originally quoted her on the projects, they were actually under quoting and over billing. And then they needed to be paid before her clients paid her. Yeah. And every week, you know, and she was so busy and she was working so hard. And it was devastating to see her cash balances decreasing, her credit cards increasing. And it really was weighing on her. And you could see this trend by looking at these financial metrics. And thank God we were sending them to her every month and every week, because she started this in January. And by August, she said, no more. This was a great idea. I'm so glad I did it, but I need to turn this off, because if I keep on going this way, I'm going to end up in a lot of debt and possibly bankrupt. And so could you imagine if she had only been looking at revenue?
Oh my God.
Yeah. She would have been thinking, man, I'm killing it this year.
Yep.
And not looking at all the other pieces, or not seeing all of those other the metrics and not looking at the whole story. I mean, she could have been in big trouble if she would have continued on with that investment. So that's not to discourage anyone from taking on the investment. I encourage everyone. Yeah. think about what else you could be doing in your business, but just make sure you have the tools and the tracking in place so that you can monitor the progress of that investment.
I'm going to take a quick sponsor break and then I have some more questions for you. Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com. Audible.com is a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have thousands of titles to choose from, as well as podcasts, Audible originals, guided meditations, and more. One of my favorite audiobooks is Everyone Deserves a Great Manager by Scott Miller. For me, I love being able to listen to it anywhere and across my devices without losing my place. And I think you will too. So visit audibletrial.com/businessgrowth to explore the variety of audiobooks and programs for yourself.
Okay, so talk to me about this dashboard thing. What is it? What's on it?
Yeah, so I love a weekly dashboard, and it doesn't have to be fancy. I like to do it in my planner. You pick a day of the week. I like to do it on Fridays. That's kind of my planning day. So pick a day of the week, pick a system that works for you. The point is that it needs to work for you. So Excel, Google Docs, pen and paper, it doesn't matter. But this is the time that you can go into your QuickBooks or your an accounting system. And I want you to first pull your cash balances, your credit card balances and availability, line of credit, any of those debt facilities that you might have. And then I want you to look at your accounts receivable. And that's, you know, fancy accounting word for who owes you money. And then I want you to collect on it every Friday, right? So that's the time that you or your bookkeeper, your accountant, your assistant, but that's that time that you collect on those funds. And what's really important about looking at that in this dashboard is I want you to think about what you have coming in next week. So yeah, my cash balance might be really low today, and that might give me a lot of anxiety. But if I look at my accounts receivable and I say, oh yes, there is that client who owes me $5,000. That's going to come in next week. They always pay on time. That gives me more confidence in my business. Or, oh shoot, why have I not gotten paid on that invoice? Why is that client always paying me late? I need to correct that behavior. Next on the dashboard is Accounts payable, fancy term for who do you owe money to? And this is really important because you might have a large inventory purchase next week. You might have a large payroll or commissions. Maybe you redid your website and now you have that bill coming up that's due next week, credit card payments that might be coming up. So you want to look at what's coming up so that you can deduct that from your cash balance. And the point of this exercise is so that you can very purposely make decisions next week. If I know I have a lot of payments coming up next week, that when I want to go sign up for that trade show or a new course or something that looks shiny to me as an entrepreneur this week, right? We can pause and say, hold on, my dashboard told me that maybe this week isn't the right week to make this business decision. I need to hold on until that client who owes me that money pays me. And then the last piece is sales. So I know I just told you don't just focus on sales, but you also need to focus on your revenue. So look at what you did. So the previous month. So what was your total revenue last month? What was your goal revenue for this month? And then where are you at month to date? And this is really important. I like this exercise because we've heard from clients that it really helps them identify, okay, if it's the third week of the month and I haven't met my goal, but I haven't even met what I did last month. That means on this last week of the month, I really need to focus all of my energy on revenue generating activities so that I can close my month strong.
There's so much that I like about this. I mean, one is that it's very structured, which I love, and specific, and it covers those areas and allows someone to really get a snapshot of their business in real time. And, so when I teach people about creating any sort of business strategy, I like the monthly planning too, because you can fix something in real time. But if you don't monitor it consistently, you get too far down the road and you don't know why something didn't work. And it feels like the same thing with this. You know, if you got 6 months down the road and then you decided to look even month to month, you wouldn't know why something was different from one month to the next. You won't remember because there's just too much that's happened in the meantime.
Oh yeah. I mean, we have some clients who say, oh, Danielle, I only like to look at my financial statements quarterly when I have to pay my quarterly taxes. No,
yeah.
Quarter's gone by.
Yeah.
You can't change any of your behavior. You have to be quick. So by looking at this weekly and monthly, you're able to make quick decisions and quick changes so that you can save yourself and save your business.
Yeah. And that's really one of the advantages that small businesses have is that they can make quick changes and, they can pivot quickly. They can, a friend of mine says, large companies are trains and small businesses are bicycles. You know, you just stop, turn it and go where, a train, you can't do that. There's a whole lot that goes on.
Yes, amen. I mean, in big companies, you need approval and buy-in and approval and buy-in and approval. Take advantage of the fact that you can be nimble as a small business owner and be able to provide that guidance and leadership to your team as well, right? So
right.
For anybody who has team members, by being able to show that you can make changes in your business is vital, right? So you are providing the right leadership for your team and showing them that you can be the entrepreneur that they want to work for.
So when we talk about investing in your business, I have a couple of questions about that.
Okay.
The first one is, so if someone is thinking about an investment. You know, we talked before about if you look at if you use your financial dashboard, you know, that can help you determine whether it's something you should do right now. But talk to me some about the formula you use to analyze investments.
So the formula for the investment will depend on what type of investment you're making, right? So if you are buying a large piece of equipment and taking on a piece of debt, that formula is going to look different than somebody who is looking to maybe just start buying and selling a new piece of inventory, right? So there's no one formula that fits all. It just depends on the activity that you're looking to do.
Okay.
But the one thing that I encourage anyone who is going to make a new investment is to say, you know, what is the upfront cost? What time, energy, and additional cost are you going to need to invest to get that new product, service, machine, investment into place? And then how quickly can you benefit from that? And then will that bring in revenue? Will it bring in efficiencies, which will save you time? What is going to be the positive? What are you going to get in return for making this investment? And then that will help you determine, you know, so if it's going to save me, 20 hours per week in administrative tasks if I launch this new software, and I pay myself at, you know, a going rate of $100 per hour. Obviously, that might be high for some entrepreneurs, but how quickly will I be able to realize that investment that I made in just my time, and therefore probably your energy as well?
Right. Okay, that's really great. And it leads me right into my next question, which is, I would like you to talk about, this is going to sound a little strange, but when is the right time to hire a bookkeeper so you stop doing your own bookkeeping? And talk to me some about hiring someone like on staff and outsourcing it to a company.
Yeah, this is such a great question, and we get asked this all the time. So there's a lot of, you know, money mindset issues that can come into this. And when I first started in this business 5.5 years ago, I would roll my eyes at people who would talk about money mindset, but it's a real thing.
Yeah.
And it really is. So you might be somebody who was raised in a family who, your parents wanted to do everything themselves, and you were trained to think, I have the pride in doing all of this on my own. Or you could be from a family who, you know, your family hired people to do clean the house and yard work. And so therefore now I feel like I want to do everything on my own because I grew up in an environment where everything was done for me. So I bring that up because I want to encourage everyone to set aside your previous beliefs about what you deserve and how you've been trained to behave or how you want to rebel against previous behavior, and really think about how much time and energy do you use on your accounting and your bookkeeping, or being worried about your accounting and your bookkeeping, or being frustrated at tax time, or not being prepared for tax time, or getting halfway through the year and thinking, oh my gosh, Diane and Danielle are talking about profit and I have no idea. I have no idea if I'm profitable or not. So how much time and energy and headspace is that occupying for you? And if the answer is anything over, 1%, it's time, right? We have clients who have hired us from day one. They started a business, they got an LLC, and then they hired us. And those entrepreneurs have, it's fun to watch them because they have a ton of data in their business. They can see where they've gone from day one. So we can say, wow, look, year over year, you've been able to double. Look at your spending trends. You know, look at all this data that you have. So that's really fun. And they have from day one, this empowerment that they know what's being taken care of, and they're just 100% focused on growing and operating their business. And that's not to say if you've been in business for 5-10 years and you've been mustering through this on your own, that's not to say that that's wrong. But as soon as you feel like this is, I could be doing something, one, that I enjoy, or two, growing my business, anything else, then there's great people out there to help you get the accounting and bookkeeping off of your plate.
And if it's something that's taking you a lot of time, like I keep thinking, as you're talking about this, I keep thinking about people I know who they don't do it because it takes so much time and headspace, and it's not something that they really enjoy doing, but they won't get someone else to do it.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people are scared, and I get it, or shameful. You know, we have people who come to us all the time and say, all right, don't judge me. I go to Dunkin' Donuts a lot, okay? Or I like to go to my local coffee shop every single morning to meet clients, whatever it might be. Or I'm so unorganized, or I'm scared you're going to tell me I'm not making money. We had a client who, she became a client about a year ago, and she said, hey, Danielle, I need you to tell me, you know, how do I operate my business at a loss? You know, what do I need to take into consideration as I close out this year? And so we did what we call a catch up, where we started in January and we process all her transactions in QuickBooks, and then we get her all caught up. And then we sent her financials, and I said, hey, good news and bad news. You're not operating at a loss. You actually profited about $40,000 this year.
Oh my God.
Yes. And bad news is that now it's November.
Yeah.
And, you know, we need to get prepared for tax time.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's an impactful story. So don't wait, because you can be making the right changes in your business. You can be running the right analysis. You just have to find somebody you feel safe with. And so one of the things that we really concentrate on is just creating a safe space so that nobody feels embarrassed. And we just say, I don't care how many times you go to Dunkin' Donuts. I like them too. You know. We'll open you with open arms and no judgment.
Yeah.
And that might be a little bit, you talked at the beginning about, bringing somebody on full time, or in-house versus, yeah, outsourcing, you know, it's everyone's preference. We've taken on clients who they had somebody in-house for years and years, and we'll take over, and you know, they're saving money and they're saving energy because they don't have to hold this person accountable, right? They before right. When they were a full-time employee, they had to say, hey Jan, did you get this done? Or hey, you know, where's this report? I have to, oh, you're on vacation. Well, okay, then either that's not gonna get done, or we have to find somebody else to do it. They're spending a lot of time and energy managing that person rather than having somebody to hold them accountable, right? So we'll come in and we'll put in all these efficiencies. And so we had this client say, oh my God, I have paid that woman for years and I have no idea what she was sitting here doing all those hours. And I had to hold her accountable. Thank you so much. You know, now you guys are putting this in front of my face saying, hey, no, I need to be accountable to my finances. I need to be accountable to my business. And so it's a different way of thinking. You should never have to manage your outsourced bookkeeper. It doesn't matter if they're going on vacation. They'll right? We have a whole team of bookkeepers. So when one of us goes on vacation, we have coverage. So it's different. But you know, like we were talking about earlier, for the business owner that we were talking about who wanted an office and a receptionist, because they thought they give them prestige. Some people think that they need somebody in-house, but I encourage everyone to think outside the box.
Well, and I think if they do what you were talking about earlier, which is it supporting your business? Mm-hmm. Then it becomes an unemotional decision. It can be, you know, more fact-based.
Exactly.
How is this, right? If this is a function that has to happen, what is the benefit of having it internal, and how is it positively impacting where I'm taking my business? And if you can't answer that question, then there you go.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, your internal person might be afraid to push back on you as a business owner. So let's say, you know, you're losing money. They're thinking, oh shoot, you know, my boss is losing money. I'm afraid to question, you know, where he or she is spending money. You know, do I have an open, honest conversation with them?
Right.
Whereas when you're sitting outside the company, you can do that without that emotional piece or that fear, where, you know, we go to our clients and we say, hey, look, you told us this was your goal for the year, and we're here to hold you accountable. You know, we'll question you that you're spending a lot of money there, or helping you identify that you are losing money. So it helps bring a little bit of a dynamic that sometimes I think people forget about.
Yeah. I think that's a great point. It really, and I think it removes a certain level of vulnerability, because you can have someone who is not really working at, you know, as you said in your example, you know, not really working as much as you're paying them for, or is not working in what's the best interest of your business.
Exactly.
And I would imagine that people, when they hire a bookkeeper, don't have the same sort of conversation with them that they have with a firm, you know, like yours, because the firm comes at you and says, okay, what are your goals? What are your plans? Let's take a look at what you're doing. An employee's not going to do that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And there's always a qualification too, you know, for a business owner, it's more expensive to hire somebody internal who, you know, has a CPA or has a degree. Whereas when you work with a firm, you might be able to get more qualified talent to help you with those
right.
tests.
Right. Yeah. I think it is a critically important decision that, you know, all small business owners need to be.
Now, the number one thing that I encourage everyone to look for, though, whether it's somebody internal or external, you have to take the time to evaluate personality. Find someone who you can have a conversation with, that you like their culture, you like their values, you like who they are. I can't tell you how often I've heard from clients who come to us and say, yeah, I've been working with this gal or this guy for the last several years. And honestly, I dread calling them. When they email me, I want to run. And I don't want to feel that way. You know, you should say, oh, great, this is the person that I can rely on when I need help making a business decision. I'm so happy I have this support person with me. I can't wait to call them and get their input.
Yeah.
Right.
I think that's really important.
Yeah.
Really important. Yeah. Because it's a partnership, really, right?
Yeah.
It's not just not just hiring to get a function done. You're really hiring to help you grow your business.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, Danielle, I've really enjoyed this conversation, and bells were going off in my head as you were talking. So I know they were going off in the listeners' heads. So will you share with the listeners, you know, how they can find you? I understand you have a couple of things you want to make sure that the listeners are aware of.
Yes, absolutely. And I hope that this didn't make anyone go spinning. Accounting doesn't have to be so scary. And so hopefully we were able to make this conversation, not so daunting. I hope everyone can feel that. So I would love to connect with your audience. We do have a financial goal setting worksheet that we offer on our site at profitplannerbookkeeping.com. I encourage all of you to download this. It's our signature framework that we use to help set goals. So download that, use that. It doesn't matter where we are in the year or what goals you've set previously. Use that to help guide you. I know we talked a lot about bookkeeping today, and for anybody who this really resonated with and you're saying, yes, amen, I want this off my plate, it is occupying all my headspace, this sounds like a dream world, I would love for you to book a strategy session with me. You could do that on the website, or you can go to calendly.com/kickstartaccounting. We are offering to all of Diane's listeners, if you just mention the podcast on the strategy call, we are offering to all the listeners your first 3 months of bookkeeping at $150 per month. And we'll disclose to you before you sign anything what the pricing will be after those 3 months. But we encourage all of our clients, for anybody who is an entrepreneur, I know that hiring somebody outsourced can sound very expensive and you're not sure of the pricing. And I want to shatter the accounting world, and I want to bring the CFO level experience that I have to the entrepreneurs, just like you. So you can check us out at profitplannerbookkeeping.com, and we're on all the social media tags. So if you want to hang out there, we can also hang out there.
Cool. And they can schedule a strategy session from there, or where, what was the link that you shared?
Yes, you can find it on the website, or it's calendly.com/kickstartaccounting.
Okay. Awesome. I missed the first part of it. Okay. Terrific. Well, Danielle, thank you so much, as I said, for spending this time with me and our listeners. Yeah. And, listeners, thank you. You're who we are doing this for. I'd also like to thank our sponsor, Audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/businessgrowth to sign up for a free trial, where you can explore all of the audio programs that they have, including audiobooks, but also Audible originals, guided meditations. I mean, you name it. If you can listen to it, I think you're going to be able to find it there. As always, continue to prosper and be curious. And until we meet again on another episode of Accelerate Your Business Growth, goodbye and good day.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Are you tired of seeing your teen or young adult struggle on a path that clearly isn't the right fit? Is your teenager confused about which direction to take after high school? The future of work is changing rapidly, and our kids need to know all of the options available after high school so they're empowered to make the choice that is best for them. In each episode, we explore the latest trends that are shaping the opportunities of today and tomorrow. I'm your host, Betsy Jewell, and this is the High School Hamster Wheel Podcast.